Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Good morning to everyone who are alive today. Good morning to those who are able to give God the praise. Good morning to those who all know that God is real. Good morning to the Holy Spirit. Good morning to my elder brother, Jesus Christ. And good morning to my almighty God, Abba, God himself. Thank God for bringing us into another day, a day that we've never seen before, the day that God prepared for us. Thank God to protect us from the enemy itself. Thank God for his righteousness and his glory. Thank God for his spirit. Thank God for all that he is. And thank God for the Holy Spirit. And that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I truly thank God for all that he is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. And I truly thank God for he is good, that his mercy endures forever. And thank God for his love, his only begotten son that he gave us so that we can live, praise God, and not die, but to declare the works of the Lord. Truly, we thank God for all that he is to us on this beautiful Saturday morning. Praise God. And I thank God for every radio sensor, praise God, every radio satellite. And thank God for the podcast, the television, whatever it is. Praise God that you get the chance to hear the word of God. Truly, God is good. He is good all the time. But most of all, he gave us his son, Jesus Christ, that he died, willingly to die for us, that we can live and not die, but to declare the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I truly thank God for the word of God this morning. I thank God for what he is doing on this beautiful Saturday morning, like I said before. And I thank God for the new covenant that God has given to us, the covenant of our Lord and Savior. Jesus is that new wine. The new wine. Jesus is that new wine. Praise God. The new covenant. When we have a relationship with our Lord and Savior, that's that new covenant. And that covenant is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But I truly thank God for all that he is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. So I truly thank God for Jesus Christ, for his love, and thank God for what he is doing right now in this hour. But thank God for his grace and his mercy. And I truly thank God for doing what he said he's going to do. But I thank God for Jesus Christ. But I thank God. I want to say a prayer. Praise God. And a prayer came. I read a prayer. Praise God. I would like to share this prayer to break every demonic spirit. Praise God. To break every curse off of you. Praise God. Because I thank God for Jesus Christ. But thank God. And the prayer said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I shut every demonic door that has been opened to hinder my prayer life. I bind the cares of the world and the pride of life. The Lebanon is bound from my neck, and Bethmoth has no place in my loins. Proud and deception are my enemies and not my friends. I break every dark covenant that has been set against the call of God on my life. I am liberated from every unholy thing that will creep into the career of my spiritual life. I renounce any soul ties that would distract my mind from my prayer assignment. I bind all financial, emotional, physical, associational, and professional distractions against my private time with God and my prayer assignment on the wall. The spiritual discipline of the Lord is my portion. The lines of the Spirit have fallen upon me to stand in the gap. I get in my place and position myself on the wall. I curse the spirit of Sanballat and Tobiah. I say, I will not come down off the wall. I am doing a great work for the Lord. Lord, show me any people, places, or things that have been scratchily put in my path to bind my eyes closed. Praise God. My ears and shut my mouth in the spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus over my eyes, ears, and mouth. They will be used by God in this hour. Lord, I thank you for helping me to pray prayers that bring results and avails much. All of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. I will not keep creation on hold. I will create to have my prayer can change my family, my city, and my nation. I realize that souls may be lost if I am not obedient in prayer. I will not miss the call of God on my life, and I repent for yielding to my flesh to be lazy in prayer. From this moment forward, I yield and submit my prayer life to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And thank God. And that's it. We need to dedicate ourselves to God 24/7. Praise God. But I thank God, and let me break it down to you, that we need to dedicate ourselves to God. We should at least give God at least 1 or 2 hours of prayer with Him. We need to be in our closet, in our prayer room, whatever place you have prayer with God, when you have a conversation with God. We should dedicate ourselves to God in prayer and fasting. Praise God. But we need to spend some time with God. That's why God always used the prophet or the apostles or whoever God speak through the vessel to let you know you need to spend some quality time with me. These are things that God wants to show His people. Praise God. But I truly thank God for the prayer. Praise God. And we need to be open and honest with ourselves. We are so slack when it comes to God. But we don't be slack when we come to man's job. When we come to work, we give that man 100% of ourselves to make sure we are very well done with our work in the secular world. But when it comes to God, we get slack. We slack in our prayer life. We slack in our fasting life. We slack, praise God, not to give God quality time. And I heard a man of God say, in the days that we are looking at, praise God, you can't tell from a non-Christian from a Christian. Praise God. Because why? Because a Christian is doing like the non-Christian. That means the worldly people. They act and dress like the worldly people. Praise God. So you can tell the difference. Praise God. And this is what God is looking at. Where is my people? Where are my true worshipers? Where are my intercessors? Praise God. Where are my warriors? Praise God. Because it's sad. Praise God. And the world is waiting for us as a church to get them out of the limbo. How can we get them out of the limbo when we are not in place with God? So that, thank God for this prayer. Praise God. We're asking God to remove the slackness, the prayerlessness. Praise God. We need to be full energy, full of power and glory. Praise God, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We should have full zeal Praise God for Jesus. And get in our prayer room, because we got a whole lot to pray. Praise God. We could pray for our city, our community, our church. Praise God. We could pray for our school. Praise God. We could pray for our children. Pray for people in other part of the world. Praise God. Pray for the president, whoever. Praise God. We could be praying. Praise God. Around the clock. Praise God. But thank God for Jesus. The devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's his job, to take away what we need to be doing. He will put that spirit of slothfulness on us. He will put that spirit of slackness. Praise God. He will take away that zeal from you. Praise God. He will give you a spirit that you don't have no concern of God. You don't have no interest in God. Praise God. But we, as a people of God, we need to watch and pray. Praise God. Because that's how the enemy come. He very crafty. Praise God. He know how to do it. Praise God. But we got to do what God asks us. Praise God. And I thank God for that prayer. Praise God. That we need to renounce it. Renounce the slothfulness. Renounce it. Praise God. Everything that distracts you from not doing what God. Because that spirit of distraction comes from the enemy. That's a distraction spirit. Praise God. And he will do all he can to distract you, to keep you from going into your prayer closet, in your prayer room, wherever I say it, the place that you worship God. Praise God. He will stop you from doing that. Praise God. But we got to fight like ever before. We got to stand before the Almighty God and trust him every step of the way. And I thank God for Jesus, because he is so good. In Hebrews the 12th chapter, I thank God for his word. Praise God. That God want us to receive all the blessings of the Lord. And I thank God for Jesus, for his word. And thank God for all that he is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. And thank God for Jesus Christ. And thank God for Hebrew. Thank God. And I'm going to read, praise God, the 12th chapter, starting at the 14th verse. And my thing is, warning against rejecting God's grace. Pursue peace with all men, and the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Watch diligently, so that no one falls short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up to cause trouble, and many become defiled by it. See? And I thank God for Jesus, so we don't let nothing separate us from the love of God. So my brothers and sisters, we need to be watchful, we need to be mindful, and we need to be diligent to God. Don't let the enemy put you in a slothful spirit. Don't let the enemy describe what you have accomplished. Stay faithful to God. Keep him in your spirit. Pray diligently. And pray for every person that God put in your spirit. We are the watchmen on the wall. Let's trust God. Let's believe in God. Let us hold the faith. And may the mercy of God be with you all. And you have a beautiful Saturday. God bless you.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God. I am chosen, not forsaken.